Thank you for joining us. This is James again with Real Time News. I know we haven't had any episodes here lately. We are trying to get back to it. We've been squeezed on a lot of our platforms, so I'm pre-making the episodes and uploading them. We would like to remind you that if you would like to support us, you can go to the links around this video and support us, whether it is the jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply or the PayPal, that's paypal.me/jjmediallc, and all the other affiliate links that we have around if you'd like to support. But we are trying to bring you news again. Also, you can follow us on our podcast, Anchor FM. I upload these to that. We are not doing live. We are having to prepare it, then upload it. So thank you for joining us. Let's get to the verse of the day, and then we will just shoot through some news, play some videos. We're talking about just several things that are going on in the news, and then we will end it. We're trying to refocus and see what we can do. But thank you for joining us. I ask you to subscribe, share, connect with us. Thank you much again for joining us. So, verse of the day, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Matthew 25:21. The thoughts on today's verse, we want it all now. We don't want to have to wait for anything, but God has a principle that is absolutely vital. We will be entrusted with much only after we have been faithful with a little. So let's not discount those moral choices about small and inconsequential matters. How we handle these reveals who we are and helps and determines what we have, what we become. The prayer, Holy and Righteous Father, please give me the wisdom to discern the way of faithfulness and righteousness in all my dealings. I want to be faithful in the small things so that I can be entrusted with those larger things that matter to the kingdom. Please purify my heart and use my gifts and actions to bring you glory. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. All right, let's get right to the episode. I do want to remind you, if you would like to leave us a message as to where you are from, you can go to our links around to Anchor FM. We'd like to start playing those on our broadcast. Leave us a message of the state that you are from, and leave us a message, and we will play it on our broadcast. But we do thank you for joining us. All right. First up, we are going to be playing a video, and we'll switch back to it. That way you can see it. But we're going to be playing a video of state legislature has authority to replace electors due to fraudulent results. That is what this was on the Bannon show. So let's get to it and we will play it.
I want to go to John Eastman. So John, we took care of the technical problems. I want to go to Karen Fan, what she just said. I think it was One American News. Great interview. Talk to us about what you think her authority is. I think I know why she's doing this, but what is John Eastman, the president's constitutional authority? What do you think about her actual the powers of the Arizona Senate after you have the evidence, the data, and the proof that Joe Biden did not win the state?
Well, you know, I mean, we're in uncharted territory, but there are a couple of things to point to. We can point to the Hawaii election of 1960, when the governor subsequently certified another slate of electors after they discovered error in the initial certification. We can point to Section 2 of Title 3 of the United States Code that says when a state has had an election and has failed to make a choice on the day prescribed by law, which is, you know, the choice that was made was, it was if you know, the assumption is it was fraudulently given because of the illegal legal votes. The electors may be appointed on a subsequent day in such manner as the legislature of such state may direct. So that recognizes the authority of the legislature to fix a problem. We also have a backdrop of common law, which is when you have a fraud, the actions taken pursuant to the fraud are unraveled after the discovery of the fraud. If the evidence really does come in as definitive that the election and the electorals cast from Arizona were fraudulently given and they should have given the other direction, then I think there is ample authority to fix this problem. We don't have to live with a fraudulent election.
This is all, in fact, this is all that the president and you were asking for on January 6th was just to revert it back to the, I think Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania had all made contact, I think, with Mitch McConnell saying, hey, we think we had an issue with the actual certification of the electors. The process we're going through now, these full forensic audits, that's quite frankly a version of, this is essentially what you guys want to do. We're send it back to the Senates and let them get to the bottom. Was the certification process correct or not? Was that your thinking?
Well, yeah, you can look at my statements on January 6th and the president's statements and tweets on January 6th. What the vice president was asked to do is simply accede to requests from the several state legislatures to give us a week to try and get to the bottom of this. Pennsylvania's was particularly good. The Senate pro tem leader of the Pennsylvania Senate said our electors were fraudulently cast, illegally cast, because of grievous violations of our state law, the manner we had set out for choosing electors. Give us a week to see if we can get to the bottom of it and then let you know whether to count those electors or to do something else. And that's what the vice president refused to do on January 6th.
Do you think, Karen Fann, the reason she said this the way she said it is that to make sure that the focus now is getting to the bottom of what happened? She's got this full forensic audit. They're doing a count right now. They've got this issue with the canvas. Merrick Garland is threatening, you know, implying criminal penalties for anybody involved in the canvas. Plus, they obviously have the machines to do it. You got Mike Lindell's air game that's going to come up in mid-August. What do you think her rationale is, given that I assume you believe she's not absolutely technically correct?
Right. I've long said that the precondition for even discussions about possible remedies is definitive proof of not only election fraud, but election fraud significant enough to have affected the results of the election in enough states to have affected the results of the electoral college vote as well. And then we can start talking about remedy. But I think it's important to acknowledge the Constitution does not set out a remedy and it doesn't foreclose remedies here. This really is sui generis. It's something we've never dealt with before and that the Constitution doesn't give us a clear roadmap on.
John Eastman, how can people follow you? How can they get access to you, sir?
Best way is through the web.
Okay. Just want to take a moment and say, you know, I don't know what way this is going to head, but it is looking like, of course, we're heading into a time our country has never been. But it does look like that there are states coming forward. Looks like that it all evidence is showing that there are going to be some states flip. And thing about it is, this is all about truth. That's the bottom line. It is about getting to the bottom and getting to the truth. All right, Gateway Pundit, super spreader, the Pelosi aide, White House official who welcomed AWOL Texas Democrats to the Capitol, test positive for COVID-19. A fully vaccinated aide for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a White House official tested positive for COVID-19 after welcoming the Democrat Texas lawmakers to the Capitol. Last Monday, 60 Democrat members of the State House of Representatives fled Texas to Washington, D.C. to block Republicans from advancing new voting laws to a special session of the legislature. Democrat lawmakers were seen packed on a private plane, maskless, flying from Texas to D.C. Six of them have now tested positive for COVID. The obvious stunt by Texas Democrats have turned into quite a super spreader because now a Pelosi aide and White House official, both vaccinated, that's the key, both vaccinated, have tested positive for the COVID or the China virus. So basically what is happening, they are really complaining and saying, no, you know, you gotta get vaccinated. What looks like all indicators are those who are vaccinated are the ones that are getting it. So think of that. All right, our next article. State troopers bust semi packed with 105 illegal immigrants were smuggled into the U.S. Again, I follow a Gateway Pundit. On Monday, Texas state troopers pulled over a semi-truck near Laredo on U.S. Route 59. They discovered a total of 105 illegals that have been smuggled into the United States and packed into the large trailer. The area is known for being a heavily trafficked area for human smuggling due to its close proximity to the southern border. I guess my question is, didn't they even open, you know, what are the border agents doing? Just waving all the trucks in? That, to myself, doesn't make sense. But the trucker, looks like the trucker was arrested, but here's another picture. So this is happening a lot. So just want to tell you, we are in a battle for our country. That's the God honest truth. All right, next article. The police beat protesters, arrest 11 at massive Freedom Day demonstration in London. More lockdowns looming. One of the things that's happening worldwide is there are people that are protesting. They're trying to lock us down. And I see them trying to do it here in the U.S. And they're doing it. France, London, and just all around the world, they're pushing for the lockdowns again. Folks, we are in a fight for our survival. But on Monday, after over a year, the last of UK's COVID restrictions were finally lifted. Instead of being able to celebrate to feel a feeling of normalcy, thousands of protesters took to the streets of London because of the possibility that more lockdowns and even vaccine passports could be coming very soon. The massive crowd gathered at Parliament Square near Westminster Palace. They chanted freedom and held signs that showed their frustration with the authoritarian lockdown measures. This is so sad. I remember my wife and I were over there a couple years ago. It was beautiful. Beautiful place. We traveled London, just really enjoyed our time. The history there is just incredible. It makes me sad what they are doing. Very, very, very sad. All right, we're gonna take a break here, and I want to talk to you about My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply. You can actually, let me go to these links again. There you go. You can follow us on Rumble. You can follow us on anchor.fm. But you can go to My Patriot Supply, go to jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriotSupply. jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriotSupply. You can get prepare for your supply. They have survival supplies and emergency preparedness gear, trusted self-reliance, and food independence. Here are some of the products: Instafire cook stove and fire starting mega kit, ultimate solar power cooking emergency food kit, fishing and hunting kit by Ready Hour, 1 week food supply ammo can, and a lifetime deluxe first aid kit. So we are actually in some new times that we've never experienced in the United States and in the world. So you can get your 4 week emergency food supply. One of the other things that, let me say real quick, they actually do have a deal of the day. Deal of the day is a special on, and it changes each day. And at the time of this recording, chicken flavored noodle soup, 20 servings. A can, $26.45. They also give the option of buy now, pay later. You see how much you want, you get to spend, add items to cart, confirm, checkout with Affirm, pay over time. So you can actually make payments on your purchase. So again, go to jdmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. The link will be around this video. Get your preparedness supply stocked up. All right, our next article. WW3, CCP threatens to nuke Japan in full-scale war if they intervene in Taiwan. There will be no peace talks. So we are in for a crazy, crazy time. Let's go ahead and play this video, and I'll be right back.
我们在解放台湾时，如果日本胆敢武力干预，哪怕出动一兵一卒、一机一舰作战力量，我们不是对等还击，而是对日本全面开战，首战用核弹，连续用核弹，直到日本第二次宣布无条件投降。我们打击的是日本的战争承受力。只要日本认识到承受不起战争的代价，就不敢贸然出兵台海。 我国在1964年第一颗原子弹爆炸成功时，对全世界承诺不对非核国家使用原子弹，不首先使用原子弹。尽管时间过去了近60年，我国的核威慑强度也受到一些影响，但这一决策依然是成功的，保障了我国的和平建设。现在国际形势大变，我国正处于百年未有之大变局之中，一切政略、战略和策略。
Okay, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but basically, they vow to nuke Japan if Japan defends Taiwan. That's huge, huge. They are wanting. It looks like they're on the brink, possibly, of war. All right, President Trump unleashes on Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors. What asks the question, what are they hiding? Here's what Trump said. Why won't the Rhino Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in Arizona give the routers? What are they trying to hide? They are fighting for life or death. What is going on? Give the routers. Doesn't this mean that the voting was, despite their statements on the contrary, connected to the internet? The voter fraud of the 2020 presidential election was monumental, and the facts are coming out daily. So that is the statement. The county is fighting tooth and nail to prevent this investigation and using every excuse in the book to withhold the subpoenaed evidence. All right, and lastly, here's a video. The Chinese Communist Party is about to collapse. So, we're going to go ahead and listen to this, and then we will.
I got to start with Gertz. There was a.
Let me stop this, and we will go to it.
I got to start with Gertz. There was a big story in the Express, which is, I think, one of the best newspapers in the UK about following things that are populist and nationalist. And it was about from Sky News in Australia about the grip that she may not have the grip on the country that people think he does. And in fact, the economy is actually in much worse shape. He's had a number of purges. The military is very angry. And one of the things he's doing is rattling the saber about Taiwan. You're the number one guy. You and Josh Rogan are the two best guys in DC, the best source. And you've been doing this since Josh was in short pants, so we wanted to reach out to you. What's going on in Beijing? Do you believe the Express story is she in much worse shape than we think? And why are Western countries not coming together and uniting and trying to, they could topple this by just holding them accountable for what they did in the Wuhan lab and how they've destroyed all the economies? And ladies and gentlemen, later, if you don't think of destroying a $3.5 trillion human capital infrastructure, bills coming up, which are going to try to jam amnesty into. We've got the folks from Numbers USA who are going to come on and talk about that. So, Bill Gertz, Beijing, the regime, what's the status in your opinion?
Hi, Steve. Always good to be on the show. Yeah, this was an analysis by Paul Monk. He's a China watcher. He's part of what we call the collapsus theory of China hands. Gordon Chang's another. He wrote the book, The Coming Collapse of China. Hasn't collapsed yet. However, I agree with him that there are definitely warning signs about the coming collapse of the Communist Party. And I think the pandemic and China's responsibility for it is definitely pushing in this direction. First of all, Monk said that the economy may not be that strong. He said that the Chinese military may not be strong. That strong. I agree with that too. The Chinese, you know, they follow Sun Tzu. When weak, pretend you're strong. When strong, pretend you're weak. They're definitely trying to pretend that they're strong, economically and militarily. And they definitely have a lot of issues there with their military. Although they are building up in a very aggressive way. I would say that I think that the official intelligence view is that Xi has maintained control. But I see this current period as analogous to the late 90s when the CIA was saying there's no problems with the Soviet Union, they're not going to collapse. And then lo and behold, in 91, the Soviet Union collapsed. We could be in that situation now.
You mean the late 80s, when they thought it was strong and yet it collapsed, and Berlin Wall came down in Tiananmen Square. I got to start with Gertz. There was a big story in the Express, which is...
Chang's another. He wrote the book, The Coming Collapse of China. Hasn't collapsed yet. However, I agree with him that there are definitely warning signs about the coming collapse of the Communist Party. And I think the pandemic and China's responsibility for it is definitely pushing in this direction. First of all, Monk said that the economy may not be that strong. He said that the Chinese military may not be strong. That strong. I agree with that too. The Chinese, you know, they follow Sun Tzu. When weak, pretend you're strong. When strong, pretend you're weak. They're definitely trying to pretend that they're strong, economically and militarily. And they definitely have a lot of issues there with their military. Although they are building up in a very aggressive way. I would say that I think that the official intelligence view is that Xi has maintained control. But I see this current period as analogous to the late 90s when the CIA was saying there's no problems with the Soviet Union, they're not going to collapse. And then lo and behold, in 91, the Soviet Union collapsed. We could be in that situation now.
You mean the late 80s, when they thought it was strong and yet it collapsed, and Berlin Wall came down in Tiananmen Square.
Okay, there we have it. Kind of interesting of how everything is coming about. Truth is coming out, and we just we do want to just let you know that our goal is to bring you truth, and truth is all what we are all about. I want to thank you again for watching us, listening. If you'd like to support us, click around this video, and we are trying to come back and do this. We've been squeezed on a lot of our programs and our outlets, so we are looking at doing this with kind of creating the video, then uploading it, trying to look at some live stream options. If I can get enough support, I'll be honest, if I can get enough support, I'll do the live streaming. So, all right, thank you for watching, and this is James Powell with Real Time News. We will catch you on our next broadcast. Have a great day, and we ask God to richly bless you.